You're listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. Join me for leadership lessons, conversations with Young Living influencers, and an inside perspective on our company. I'm your host, Celeste Rosenloff. Hi, Drop of Inspiration listeners. Welcome back. So with Thanksgiving just around the corner, gratitude is probably on your mind right now. I know it's on mine. And I think it's easier to remember gratitude when so many of our traditions revolve around, you know, listing what we're grateful for, like going around the dinner table and saying what we're thankful for before Thanksgiving dinner. And while these are great holiday traditions, after this interview with Brittany Jacobson from the Young Living Education team, I think you'll understand a little bit more about why it's important to have a grateful heart all year round and not just during the holiday season. But before we jump into our interview with Brittany, I wanted to let you know that we have some listener mail at the end of the podcast that you will want to stick around for. Okay, here's that interview now. Hey, Brittany, welcome to Drop of Inspiration.
Thank you for having me again. I'm really excited to be here.
So excited you could come back. So, Brittany, you were telling us earlier that gratitude is different than just being thankful. So what is the difference?
I think for me, the difference is being thankful is not as, like, you don't feel it as much as having true gratitude. Gratitude is like an emotion. It's an action. It's deeper within your heart, I feel. Sometimes being thankful is more surface level, and being grateful is a deeper feeling.
Like a state of being?
Totally.
Okay.
Completely.
So it changes the way you approach things.
Yeah, it's a way of life, almost, instead of just surface level, like, oh, I'm thankful that there's no clouds today, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm grateful that I have this earth that's beautiful and surrounds me. It's deeper.
Okay, so Brittany, why is gratitude important? Why are we talking about it today?
Gratitude is important for so many different reasons. So when we are grateful, and live in a state of gratitude, no matter what is going on in our lives, we can have happiness and we can have satisfaction. Even if the day seems glass half empty, you can always find something to be grateful for and to change your perspective on life. I also think that when you live in a state of unconditional gratitude, it's almost like living in a state of faith. No matter what you believe in the universe, a higher power, whoever it is, when you are grateful for the challenges that you are faced with, it's living an ultimate faith, because you trust that the thing that's kind of stinky going in your life is there for a reason. You can be grateful for the lesson in that. And then I love this quote. It's by William Arthur Ward, and he says, "Gratitude can transform common days into Thanksgiving, turn routine jobs into joy, and change ordinary opportunities into blessings." So no matter how you live life, you're gonna live it. But when you live in gratitude, it just is so much more full and rich.
Yeah. Now, there are also health benefits to being grateful. Can you talk about that?
Yes. If our listeners want to do research, there's so much research online. But some of my favorite studies include different ways that gratitude can improve your physical health, your psychological health, and also your mental health. So the first one, for physical health, studies have shown that grateful people experience fewer aches and pains, and they report feeling healthier than ungrateful people. Also, when you live in a state of gratitude, you sleep better, which is so, we all need sleep. We learned that in our last podcast.
Yes.
Your psychological health can improve because gratitude reduces, has been clinically studied and shows that it reduces toxic emotions, ranging from things like envy and resentment to frustration and regret. And I don't know about you, but I don't like feeling those things, and so I would like those reduced as well. Also, great people who live in gratitude are more empathetic. They have more sensitivity towards others. And I thought this was funny. They also have a decreased desire to seek revenge. Well, that is always a good thing.
Yeah. Got to set my plans of vengeance aside.
Yeah. Be grateful.
Be grateful.
And then finally, gratitude can not only reduce your stress, which benefits your mental health, but studies have also shown that for people who have experienced trauma and symptoms related to trauma, gratitude can significantly help those symptoms and feelings lessen.
Yeah. Now, Brittany, you touched on this in the self-care episode, and then you've kind of been talking generally about, you know, why gratitude matters. But I would love, if you wouldn't mind, sharing your personal story of finding out why this topic, this practice matters so much.
So totally. And I'm very passionate about this topic because it is something that has, like, it gives me chills to think about that journey. It's something that's completely transformed my life. When maybe 5 or 6 years ago, as I was going through this transformational life, you know, journey, I had a mentor who lived gratitude. And so she really taught me, and I'll share in a few minutes some of the different ways that I practice gratitude and things that, like, I literally have done and have really changed my life. But like I mentioned earlier, when you're living in a state of gratitude, no matter what happens in your life, and during this time I had lots of yucky stuff happen, I was always able to see the blessing and always able to kind of get through the day and also not take things for granted that I used to take for granted. And I think when we talk about the examples, I can expand on those more, but really it is a way of life. Yeah. For me, at least.
So before we get into the ways that we can practice gratitude, we are going to take a quick commercial break to hear from a member of our Young Living blog team.
We love the versatility of essential oils. Not only do they smell great in perfumes and homemade air fresheners, but some essential oils are also great additions to our cosmetic routines. Check out our blog post, 6 Essential Oils Your Skin Loves, to get some great tips for using oils like lavender and frankincense to help beautify your skin. You don't need to go get an expensive spa treatment to feel pampered. Learn more at youngliving.com/blog by searching 6 Essential Oils Your Skin Loves.
We're back, and Brittany is going to share with us some ideas for practicing gratitude that we can do year-round. So, Brittany, how do we practice gratitude?
I think it can be a feeling, definitely. I think, like, also when you pray, for example, you don't have to always get down on your knees or always do it in this ritualistic type of way. You can pray in your heart. I think you can also practice gratitude in your heart, and it's just kind of living life with that mindset of, the glass is always half full, and I do see the blessing of whatever the situation is, or the bad day, or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is the fun part. Let's talk about different ways that I've loved to practice gratitude. So the first one is, we've all heard of a gratitude journal, which, yes, this is super beneficial and super helpful, but I think traditionally when people do this, they do it almost as a thankful journal, and they'll write one thing a day they're thankful for. So they're thankful for that yummy meal they had, or they're thankful that they, like, didn't have traffic, those type of things. What I have found that has helped me so much, and I actually did this every single day for 2 years, I would text my mentor my gratitude for the day. And it wasn't a word. It was, I am grateful for, so here's a situation that I did once and I was able to look back on it. So a vacuum, I had been able to purchase a vacuum, which to the normal person doesn't sound like a big deal. But for me, that day, I was grateful that I could purchase this vacuum because it meant that I had this job that I really liked and I was able to provide and buy something extra that I wasn't taking for granted. So I challenge you, as you write your gratitude journals, think about that day and something specific in that day that happened and why it brought you gratitude. Like I mentioned, I texted this gratitude journal to my mentor every single day. And so that's another thing I challenge you to do, is to find a gratitude accountability partner. Just like we have business accountability partners or workout accountability partners, this one I love because if you're having a yucky day, the person who you're holding accountable may send you something that can change your perspective. And also you're able to look back on those tougher days and find things previously or that you were grateful for, and it can help. This one is, so you can simply just write the word gratitude on an index card and place it around your home. So for years, and I can even show you. I have pictures of the word gratitude in my fridge. So just an index card that said gratitude. I had it in my fridge, on my TV, in my mirror, in my car, or on my mirror in the bathroom car, just everything around my home so that I just always remembered, like, oh, open the fridge, look at this meal I'm grateful for. It's a fun conversation starter when you have others in your home. So another thing that I don't think we do often enough in this day and age is send a handwritten thank you note. It's easy when you receive a gift or a kindness to just quickly say thank you, but think about a time when you've received a card in the mail, when someone's thanked you for something and told you why they were grateful for that meal when they were sick or for that birthday gift. So that's something I challenge you all to do. Another thing is to once a week say a gratitude prayer, and in this prayer to whoever you pray to, don't ask for anything, but simply just be grateful for all of the things that have occurred the previous week and how they, even if they were tough, they've all been blessings. And I think the last one is, this one is so fun, just a random act of gratitude. So I challenge you to do this, especially when you're having a bad day or a rough day. I find that it's hard to be sad or angry or mad when you're in a state of gratitude. And so you can, on a tough day, anonymously, because you don't want to, you want to just do it out of selflessness, you can have a random act of gratitude where you write someone a thank you note and put it on their desk at work, or tell your child's teacher that you're grateful that they're taking time to teach your child, or whoever that, and I would even do like whoever first comes to mind, like in your gut, that's probably who needs that gratitude the most. So
I like that. You know, as we were talking about seeing the day or the world as sort of half glass full, I think for me, I'm like, well, yeah, but that's just like pie in the sky, Pollyanna thinking.
Right.
But as you went on, I started realizing, no, it's acknowledging the good and the kind and the thoughtful, or, you know, whatever that is in your life that makes it better or easier or happier, versus ignoring all the bad. Because that's not, you're not recommending people just like shut their eyes to the badness, right? It's like acknowledging the good that's
right
in front of you.
Well, and I think also that reminds me of, so this one day I was late for work and my toilet overflowed, and it was like, seriously, like my feet are in disgustingness. Oh. Like, and I'm late, and it's like, how am I supposed to be grateful for poop on my feet? Like, like, how am I supposed to be thankful for that? And I was able to take a step back and kind of also recognize how blessed I am compared to others. Like, there are many people in this world who don't have a toilet and who don't have a home and who don't have a job that they're late for. And so, not that we should live life comparing ourselves to others, but when you don't take those things for granted, even when you have poop on your feet, you can be grateful for the situation, you know?
That takes a special person, Brittany, and one day I hope to be there.
Just in a different example.
Yeah.
I don't challenge you to all overflow your toilet. No, trust me, you can be grateful without doing it.
So this leads into, you know, how we can be grateful during difficult times. What kind of recommendations or advice do you give to someone who is experiencing something hard? What helped you when you were experiencing something hard?
So I've had, during this journey, I've had just different like family emergencies. My dad was really sick and my daughter was really sick. And it's hard during those stressful times where you don't know what the outcome is going to be to have gratitude, especially when it's like scary and you're tired and all these emotions. And one of the books that I read during my gratitude journey was called Gratitude Works, and it's by Robert Emmons, and he states, he's talking about gratitude in times of hardship. He says, "My response is that not only will a grateful attitude help, it is essential. In fact, it is precisely under crisis conditions when we have the most to gain by a grateful perspective on life. In the face of demoralization, gratitude has the power to energize. In the face of brokenness, gratitude has the power to heal. In the face of despair, gratitude has the power to bring hope. In other words, gratitude could help us cope with hard times. And I know that for me, this rang true, specifically when my dad was super sick. I remember just writing him a letter of like why I was grateful for him. And so Robert Emmons says that when your feet are in poop, it's the most important to be grateful because you can change that situation into a blessing.
Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us today, Brittany. It has been a delight as always.
Thank you, and live gratefully.
Yeah.
Bye.
So as you can see, gratitude seems really small, but it can have a hugely profound impact on our lives, like it has on Brittany's. So today I think it's a good time to say to our listeners, thank you for listening to Drop of Inspiration. We are thrilled to be a part of your commute or cleaning your house or, you know, just what you do to relax or wherever you listen. I'm really grateful that you make this podcast a part of your day. So thank you. Now, we love to hear what you have to say, and we asked for some listener mail, and you really delivered. So quick shout out to Anne Marie, who wrote, I just listened to the podcast on self-care and wanted to reach out and say how much I appreciated it. I have been struggling lately to find my balance of self-care, and the idea of a love list and choosing one thing to do at least once a week for 30 minutes really put it into perspective. Thank you, Anne Marie, for writing. Also, Terry wrote, it was super hard for me to hear the whole self-care podcast at one time. I played it over like 4 times, but that shows that life is real and it's hard to take the time we need for ourselves. I persevered and I'm better for it. Thank you. Yeah, Terry, I totally feel you. I definitely start podcasts or I start reading articles and life happens. And sometimes it is totally appropriate to pause and say, nope, this is really important to my day. And I need to just take the time to finish it. Thank you for writing us. If you are feeling extra inspired after this episode and would like to have your email featured on this segment of Drop of Inspiration, send us an email to podcast@youngliving.com and tell us what inspired you from today's episode. We'll be highlighting listener mail in future episodes, so this is your time to shine. If that's not your speed, you can always leave us a review on iTunes. And as always, subscribe on your favorite podcast app or at youngliving.com/podcast. This podcast was produced with help from Ashley Frost. I'm your host, Celeste Rosenloff. Stay inspired.